Today, I'm going to give you four mistakes that most officiants make when they're first getting started, or even some seasoned officiants make during their career, and I'm going to tell you how to avoid them. Stay tuned. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Grow My Officiant Business Podcast. My name is Chad Muncy, and I am delighted that you decided to join me today. This is the podcast where we talk about how to become the best officiant and how to create the business of your dreams. Let's get started. Hey, everybody, welcome to Grow My Officiant Business. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I want you to first know how amazing you guys are for tuning in here and listening to this podcast YouTube channel. And a lot of you have reached out to me and told me the things that have helped you. And so I'm just going to keep on pushing these videos out. So first of all, please, if you haven't, go ahead and subscribe to the channel. And if you're looking for some helpful resources, go to the website growmyofficientbusiness.com and you can download some free resources. I will send them right to you. Now that I've got all that out of the way, I'm going to tell you about four mistakes that a lot of people make when they're first getting started. First of all, assuming what type of ceremony the couple wants and what type of people they are. Now, I've talked about before getting a feel for your couple and filling out, you know, what type of ceremony you think, but then, you know, you send a questionnaire and you get solid responses. Don't ever just assume based off of meeting a couple, listening to them, don't assume what they want, what type of ceremony they want. That's going to end a lot of times in embarrassment, because you might have thought, oh, we had a few laughs on the phone, so I'm going to throw a bunch of humor in their ceremony. And then I have had it happen, and I was so embarrassed where I put a whole section in, and I'm like, oh, the audience is going to love this, and the couple's going to love it. And even though they had some things planned that they told me about that I thought, oh, these people like to have fun, I completely misjudged them, and I read the part that was supposed to be funny, and it was supposed to be just amazing for the audience, and everybody was just dead silent, and the couple were just looking at each other and looking at me, and I had to kind of giggle, stop giggling because nobody else is laughing with me, and then just move on. Extremely embarrassing. What can you do to prevent this? You can do exactly what I talk about in the Quick Start Guide and make sure you have a questionnaire that is customized for that couple so that you can find out all of the information you need to know. In fact, I'll put a link to the episode that I just did where I actually give you a questionnaire template that you can use. So use a questionnaire and get those answers that you need to make an incredible ceremony and a great experience for that couple. Number two, getting the name wrong is something a lot of people talk about. I've seen other YouTube channels that mention this, but there's something else that I want to bring up to me that's extremely important. Yes, you want to make sure you don't use a template from an old ceremony and copy and paste somebody's name in and then keep using that name and it's the wrong name, or you have one spot where it's the wrong name in your ceremony and you use that name and it's embarrassing. You also want to ask how they would like their names pronounced at the end. You don't want to assume somebody is taking somebody's name when they're actually not. You don't want to say, now pronouncing Mr. and Mrs. so-and-so, and then they look at you like, I'm not taking his name. You know, there's a legal reason or there's a reason that I don't want to. And then you are so embarrassed because you didn't ask the couple and you pronounced it to the world incorrectly. A few things that you can do on this one to make sure you do it correctly is you want to have a questionnaire where they spell out their names, and then you want to have a little box under there or actually noted in there somewhere how you pronounce their names, especially if they're difficult to pronounce. How do I pronounce this couple's names? And then you also want to ask them, how would you like to be pronounced at the end of the wedding? You can even suggest, here's how I normally do it, but I want to make sure that's okay. normally the couple will be like, yes, that's okay, or I'm not taking his name, so you don't have to worry about that. You can just say Mr. John and Mrs. Jill, whatever. But you'll ask them, and they'll tell you how to pronounce it. Number three, a huge mistake that a lot of officiants make, and they don't even know they're making it until it's too late. And that is using words and using phrases in the ceremony that do not match the couple, that the couple doesn't like. I've heard so many officiants say, I am dead set against showing the couple my ceremony until it's the day of. Well, if the couple wants to see the ceremony, there's a really good reason. And I suggest sending them a draft of the ceremony and making sure that they read over that and check the phrasing. Now, not all of my couples check the phrasing, but what I do with every couple is I have a call where I briefly go over the ceremony and all of the important paragraphs and phrases I actually read to them on the phone. Now, no, I don't go over the entire ceremony, but I do go through all of the important parts where I think this phrasing I'm just not sure about. I'm not sure what type of person they are, such as until death do us part. Not every couple wants you to say until death do us part. Some want you to say now and in the future. Sometimes the couple likes to be referred to as best friends. Some of them soulmates. Some of them partners, like forever partners. Whatever the phrasing that you think may be specific to that couple, you want to check with them first. Number four, understand the situation and be the officiant. Number four is the big one for me because a lot of officiants mess up. And this is where, if they're going to get a bad review, this is where they get that bad review. They don't understand the situation fully. They have asked a lot of questions, but they come in and think, this couple's fun. I feel like they're best friend. And I'm gonna come to the wedding and talk, and I'm joke around with people. And I've seen officiants stand after the ceremony and just talk to all their family members, laughing and joking, and then put their foot in their mouth because they say something that the couple didn't want other people to know. Remember, a lot of this stuff you're talking to the couple about may be confidential. You don't know the entire situation, so don't go blabbing to every person about all the things and the stories and all the things the couple wanted to know. Don't be the talkative guy that speaks to every member of the family and sometimes gets annoying. But more importantly, just don't let anything out. Be professional. Do your job. If somebody comes up to talk to you, talk to them politely. Don't talk about the couple. Don't joke about the couple. Don't let anything out that the couple told you in confidence. And be a professional. 5-star service all the way. If you'll listen to what I'm telling you and avoid these 4 mistakes, it will help you not have that big headache and that big embarrassment at the end of the day. Go to the website, growmyofficiantbusiness.com. Send me an email, chat@growmyofficiantbusiness.com. Go get the Quick Start Guide and the Guide to Building Business Relationships. I've got some incredible things coming up. Stay tuned, keep tuning in, subscribe, and I will talk to you again soon. Have a great day. Thanks for listening. If you got value out of this, please rate and review the podcast. That helps us stay on the air. Head over to our YouTube channel, Grow My Officiant Business, and for free resources and to keep up with what's going on, go to www.growmyofficiantbusiness.com. My name's Chad Muncy. Thank you for joining us. Have a wonderful day.